Well, the July 4th period is also a very heavily traveled period. Many folks hit the skies, many more hit the roads, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as we get ready for the 4th of July holiday period here with Brian Ortner, who's with AAA of the West North Central region. That includes Iowa and Nebraska, so he's got all the pertinent details about what we should expect when we head out to see family, friends, relatives, and fireworks. Brian, thanks for the time.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here. And yeah, Independence Day, what a great time to get with family and friends for celebration in any way that fits what you're doing as the day draws near.
Yeah, anyone who's done any traveling at all, and many of us do for different reasons on the 4th of July period, understand that traffic is pretty heavy, but I was shocked looking at some of the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at the total numbers, it's great. You know, when you look at travel as a whole, looking at all the major holiday travel times or seasonal times, the Independence Day is no exception. While the growth is a little smaller than we may have expected or we've seen in the last few traveling cycles, it is up and continues to set another record for this upcoming holiday. You know, in our region, which I was a part of in the West North Central, 5.1 million folks are heading out 50 miles or more from home for the Independence Day holiday, and over 4.3 million of those are going to be behind the wheels of their car. So you're going to see that impact whatever time you hit the road coming up.
Yeah, the numbers stay strong. They stay pretty consistent over time when you consider the fact that, you know, although we're starting to see gas prices tumble at the pumps now, they were pretty high as folks were making some of their plans. And you would have thought that would have discouraged a few folks from getting out, but it doesn't seem to have worked very well.
No, and it has had some impact, but like you said, it's really not affecting that decision. I mean, one, when you talk about travel, families travel, it's not just the trip sometimes, it's a tradition. And a vacation or a trip is an area where we're seeing people that are still spending those dollars, even if it means cutting back on something else. You know, I mean, and where you're seeing the impact is maybe when you get down into specific numbers. If you look at, you know, the folks who are driving, that number for our region is down a little bit from last year. You know, we were 4.33 million last year, 4.30 million this year. And then for those who are flying, 203,000 folks flying last year, 199,000 flying this year. So I think you're seeing the impact a little bit there and how people are choosing to go. But where we're seeing an incredible surge is what is considered the other category that talks about buses, trains, going on a cruise or to an all-inclusive resort. That number grew significantly for our region and has over the past couple of years and last travel cycles, with 628,000 folks deciding to travel by other means, you know, and cruises and all-inclusive. One nice thing with that is, you know, the cost up front, everything's taken care of for you. You just have to show up and enjoy yourself.
Well, you know, around here, I guess we wanted to focus a lot on people that are traveling by road because we want to try to see kind of what the congestion's going to be like. And I was shocked looking at some of the nationwide numbers. The estimate is roughly 85% of Americans will be traveling in some way during the Independence Day holiday.
Yeah, I mean, on the national level, you know, of the 72 million folks that are expected to go that 50 miles or more, hitting the roads is definitely the popular choice. Obviously, it fits itineraries, it can save you some dollars, and it gives you that time to explore while you're driving and sightseeing. And with that being said, there are some recommendations on when or when not to hit the roads just because of the increase that you may see on the roadways. You know, with the holiday weekend, we're going to see increased travel times, and that extended holiday time is due to the fact that the Independence Day holiday is on a Saturday, so people extending that time. So if you can hit the road early as the week continues, that time frame kind of continues. You know, that mid-afternoon or early evening time is going to be your busiest time to be on the roadway seeing the most congestion. So if you can hit the road before noon or even earlier in the morning on any of those days, including the 4th of July itself, you're definitely going to see some advantages when it comes to congestion on the roads.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose those good times get narrower as we get closer to the actual holiday.
Absolutely, especially when you look at, you know, when you look at Thursday, July 2nd, that afternoon time is definitely going to be one that's out there for people who are getting those half days from work, hitting the roads and getting to their destination Thursday to have a full Friday, Saturday, Sunday opportunity. And then Friday as well, if you can hit the road before 11 a.m., it's going to be to your advantage. And then on the holiday itself, early in the morning, if people are, you know, just hitting the road and heading out before 10 a.m., will probably be your best time. And then after 3 p.m. when people are settled into their celebrations.
Mm-hmm. Do you see much difference if the Independence Day falls on a weekend as opposed to the weekday?
You know, there has been differences in that because obviously it affects the time away from work and the opportunities to have that extra built-in travel time. So while the numbers, people will still travel, the time frames of driving may be different based on when their schedule allows them to hit the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and traveling during the holiday season is traditionally more of a family type trip. So you've got those little distractions in the back seat as well. So if you can avoid the traffic in front of you, that would help a little bit with some of the distractions that might be right there behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so important. Especially during the summertime months, you know, where activities ramp up, school is out, people are going on trips, the holidays kick in, that being safe on the road is a conversation that's honestly all its own, and can be included into holiday travel. You know, distractions is one thing. You know, across the state of Iowa, the hands-free law is now into effect for drivers. That's, you know, a great thing to avoid those distractions of keeping the phone down. But yes, in the car, there's many distractions. Focusing on the road is a big one. New teen drivers on the road, less experience, can make the roadways a little more dangerous. Not saying you shouldn't drive, but just being more aware. And then impairment is such a big thing, too. We're not telling people not to go out and celebrate. We're asking people and urging drivers to commit to safe driving. You know, find that designated driver, stay where you're celebrating, use a ride share if possible to get a safe ride home. There are options rather than driving behind the wheel impaired to make the holiday safe for you and for your loved ones and for others.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not just on the highways, even within the communities or on some of the rural roads and things like that too. It is summertime. You see other things out there. There's a prevalence of scooters these days. We used to call them mopeds. Now they're called scooters, bicycles and things like that. There are all kinds of other folks on the road as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and especially now you start seeing, in addition to the just regular bicycles and pedestrians, the e-bikes, and making sure that, you know, safety is paramount with those as well, not only because they're sharing the traffic lanes, the roadways, the sidewalks, but because there's a safety component as well when you're using these new modes of what they call micromobility out there, new modes of transportation, where these e-bikes are pushing that 20 to 25 mile per hour speed limit. And, you know, when you have a youngster on those who's not familiar with the rules of the road and they're trying to ride those, even in a neighborhood, you need to be familiar with the roadways. The weight of the bike can be an issue, and having the right safety equipment and as far as a helmet is so important for parents to consider before they send their loved one out on those new vehicles. And again, awareness is such a huge factor, especially with Independence Day. You know, there's fireworks going off. People are gathering in driveways and in neighborhoods, and there's a lot of activity. So being aware, paying attention, reducing those distractions, taking the headphones out on the bike is so important. We know we need to watch out for each other, whether we're driving, walking, or riding. We're sharing the roadways. It's the responsibility of all of us to make sure we're all safe.
We do love our parties, and we love our get-togethers during the summer months. And, of course, this is that key time period right now. And we talked up front about some of the costs involved in some of the travel. And there are ways that folks can manage some of those costs, too, right?
There is. And what we're seeing that people are doing is, you know, if they are going on a trip, they might be taking a shorter vacation, choosing a destination closer to home, cutting back on the extras like eating out or buying souvenirs. Packing those snack packs and the drinks in the car before you go is such a money saver right there, just to have that with you. So you're not stopping to grab something to eat on the side of the road. Although, you know, taking a break when you're driving is so important. And I know earlier you had mentioned the price of gas, and that's something we're seeing as well, which is now returning to the advantage of the consumer, where we look at cost across the state. You know, as of Wednesday, the average price for a cost of fuel across the state is $3.53 per gallon. If we look where we were a week ago at $3.65 or a month ago across the state at $4.18, some good news on the horizon, or what we're seeing with those prices dropping. And then we look at markets as of Wednesday, around the lunchtime, for crude oil trading below $70 per barrel right now, which is something a month or so ago we weren't seeing that on the markets. So definite good indicators to help save some money at the pumps as part of your road trip.
You bet. And if folks want to know more or find out some details here and there, check on some things, does AAA offer us an opportunity to do that online?
You bet. A couple different options. If you're looking for travel information, AAA.com/travel. If you're looking for gas price information, AAA.com/gas prices, you can go in and see for yourself what the average price of fuel is across the state or in other states, and you can break it down by county, which is a very nice resource to give you that insight on what prices look like and what they have looked like in the past. So, and then if you're looking for safety tips, AAA.com/safety is a great place. And a final reminder is there's still time to get that routine maintenance done on your vehicle, something we might overlook, and that can help avoid those unexpected incidents. Get that oil changed, get your brakes checked, get your battery checked, because batteries die in the summer just as much as they do in the winter. Routine maintenance can help avoid a lot of those issues.
You bet. And if that should pop up on us, as unfortunate as it is, AAA can always help.
Yes, that is correct. You know, last year, over 600,000 roadside calls across the nation over the Independence Day holiday. And imagine that will be similar to what we would see this year, because the unexpected does happen. But if we can plan ahead, definitely makes a difference.
You bet. Preparation is always the best method. Very good. Brian Ortner is with us here this morning. He's spokesman with AAA. Travel safely and get to your destination and have your fun. Brian, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Jim, thank you so much. Have a safe holiday yourself, and everybody be safe and have a great 4th of July.